Hi, this is Roy Collin of the Speaking Podcast, and this is a special episode because it's episode number 30. It's the first time I've done a live episode in front of an audience. It's a workshop in Wutch, and I'm joined here by Andy Hayton. Hello, Andy.
Hiya.
So, I know Andy for a few years. He's from the UK, and I've asked Andy to talk about the filters, pause filters, words, because you're very good at that.
But thank you very much, Roy. I wasn't to begin with. I don't think there's anyone here who saw any of my first speeches in Toastmasters. But if you got a reward for the amount of ums and ahs that you say in a speech, I would have won completely, like with my first and my second speeches. They were littered with ums and ahs.
And what made that change?
That's a great question. We're in Poland, and people in Poland seem to think that an audible sound is a way to encourage you to stop making sounds. To begin with, when I first did my first few speeches, it was a way of encouraging me almost to give up on Toastmasters because I found it so intrusive and irritating. But what I did is I tried to internalize those sounds and try and anticipate them coming, and through me asking people to not make the sound, I actually stopped making my sounds in return.
Very good. And I have seen people where making the sound, they have stopped in mid-speech because it has thrown them. But I've also seen other people where they went from saying 30 pause words to zero because of it. Do you know why that is?
Well, it's horses for courses, isn't it? It's like different people react to different things, but it's no secret that you said that we were going to talk about the R counter and so on. So I did a little bit of physics research. And so if we think about the speed of sound, it travels at 343 meters per second. So if you've got someone sitting 5 meters away from you, they hear the sound, they make the sound, and the sound comes back, and it's instantaneous. That is 0.03 of a second, so you're already after the sound or halfway through the sound. I believe that an audible noise to encourage you to stop making noise can almost have the opposite effect to what it's supposed to be doing. If we've got an R counter who's very deliberately making a note about how many R's there are, as in they're counting the R's, I believe, but look, from my perspective, it has a much better effect.
Okay, well, I think I need to listen to that about 3 times just to get all the technical details that you just fed us with. Right. What we've been starting recently is as we're doing a body evaluator. So you might just tell people what that is and how you find about that.
It's something that's not normally covered, but I think gestures, we normally throw out in our Toastmasters meetings that you need to use gestures to spice up your speech, but very often we then go overboard and it's kind of amateur dramatics and we're trying to do everything with our hands all of the time when it's not necessary. So I think a body evaluator, as we call it in our club, is somebody who's able to try and find the right level of gestures, you know, use them when they're necessary and don't use them when they're not necessary.
Excellent. Listen, Andy, thank you very much. Thank you for being our demonstration at this workshop.
Well, thank you.
So you can find us on speakingpodcast.com, on Instagram, our YouTube channel, and basically this workshop, which is how to start a podcast, will be on that channel. Be sure to subscribe, and all episodes are different, so you can listen to all of them. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.